Shad and Carly.
Joining me is local psychic Alison Maiden. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Now, I want to bring our conversation onto the air that we were just having off the air. Firstly, I just want to say you did correctly predict the grand final for the footy.
Thank goodness for that.
Even though it wasn't the, it was an upset, really, the Roosters winning, but you predicted it.
Well, I just got the message, honey. I just got the message. That was all.
But one thing we're just talking about off air is probably one of the biggest mysteries of our modern times. What was going through Honey Badger's head when he did not pick a woman?
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't that a tragedy for all that watched?
I could not believe that.
Everyone loves a happy ending, huh?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Well, I think he actually was being true to himself. So I'm not going to hit on poor old Honey Badger. I think he's actually being true to himself. So I think that was a good thing he did that didn't lead one of those poor girls down the wrong path as such. But my feeling on it is he actually was in love with someone who left by her own accord.
Well, which would be Brooke?
Perhaps.
I knew it. Now, I love this kind of thing.
Sure.
And at the moment, though, people might be feeling a bit out of sorts because there's something happening.
There is. Venus, good old Venus, the planet of love, is actually in retrograde at the moment. And that happened from October the 5th and it will be there till November the 16th. So we've got a little bit of time for relationships to be turned upside down.
Well, Honey Badger, look what happened,
right? Big shocks and things like that. Well, it's actually quite true. It brings out hidden truths. Whether or not you're happy in the relationship, you have to sort of face the truth about what's happening. And it'll really bring people's energy to that point where they think, am I in the right relationship? Am I doing the right thing? And it's good for change, good to move forward, but also good for renewing relationships as well. So if you're in a relationship that you really want to work, you know, both parties will be into actually making it work.
Wow. I could just imagine Shad's comment on all of this if he was here, but he's not, so we get to indulge ourselves.
Great, isn't it? Yeah, girl power.
But look, 13, 12, 16, if you do have something that you would like to ask Alison, she is opening up the lines right now. And of course, I guess with Venus in retrograde, it's an interesting time to maybe ask something about a relationship.
Definitely. Absolutely.
13, 12, 16 is the number. If you have a question for Alison, give us a call now. We're going to get to your questions next. Ali on 13, 12, 16. Alison is all ears. What was your question that you wanted an answer on?
I'm about to start a new adventure in my life and I just wanted to know if it was going to be successful or not.
Hi, Ali. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, darling. I'm just getting tuned in here to you. Do you know what? I think that this new adventure of yours is going to be a little bit of hard work, but I do feel that you are going to be successful in the long run. I just got to tell you, though, who's the Virgo around you? Someone born in sort of late August, early September.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm trying to think.
That's okay. We always do this.
If there's someone new in my life that's a Virgo.
Okay. Well, there'll be a great influence, from the Virgo. And it may actually take you in a bit of a different direction. I've got to tell you, within 15 months, everything's working out very well for you. It was very specific. They said 15 months. And I feel that things are really looking up very, very busy and lots of travel.
That's good because life isn't great at the moment. So that's good to hear.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm so glad it's good news. We've got to move on to the next caller.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've got Cassandra on 13, 12, 16. What did you want to ask Alison?
Hi, Alison. My name's Cassandra. I was just wondering, I've got two teenage daughters and I'm just hoping that some of the relationships they're possibly in at the moment or they're experiencing at the moment may be temporary. I'm just wondering what you're thinking.
Oh, sorry, darling. I know. I have teenagers myself. I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay. So, look, the first thing I've got to ask you, I can see a J initial really strong around you. And I feel like, okay, number two daughter is the one I want to go to. And I feel that, yes, there's definitely a change there within 3 months.
Okay.
And I would tell you that there's going to be some upsets and a few tears.
Okay.
Okay, but at the end of the day, everything will be fine. The other thing is there's a baby coming into the family.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Could that be from my side, or is that from maybe... Is that to do with my children? I'm hoping not.
I can see a baby boy. There's a baby boy coming in. Yeah. So, look, I would say just be careful. If you don't want this child to come in, just be careful, okay?
Okay, can you possibly mention which way it's coming into the family?
Oh, geez, darling. Okay, the number 16 is coming up. Has your eldest daughter got blonde hair?
Blonde-ish, yeah. Mm. It's sort of more of a deeper blonde, dark brown.
Yeah, okay. So I'm feeling like a fairer colouring. The person in question that has a baby will be fair in colouring. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's unfortunately all right. That's all I can give you on air, sweetheart.
Well.
Okay.